The old vaudevillian bows to light applause. But before he's done, he does the one about Vermilion, and the curtain falls. A slight breeze whistles gently as it sweeps the day stage clean. For soon it will be showtime at the Skyview Cabaret.
Oh, everybody, welcome to the... I'm so excited about this show. I like doing the romantic shows. This is our top 10 list of cheap dates, cheap things to do on a date, okay? $10 or under.
Yes, it is. That's what we're going to do. You can't keep that song playing because I'm just going to want to listen to it.
Well, I want to play the chorus. I want to share the chorus with them, though. Oh, okay. So it's going to be like our buffer thing.
See? Okay, gotcha.
See, I think this is it.
So turn off your TVs, turn off your lights. Get out a blanket, turn on your lover tonight. Climb on a rooftop or drive out someplace for the Skyview Cabaret.
Oh, man, what a great song. Okay.
Love it.
So, we're going to go see him Friday.
We are in concert.
I hope he plays that song.
Yes, I do
will
too.
Can we dance with you?
Thank
yes.
you. Can we dance to it?
Yes, we will dance to it.
No Have one a little will, wine.
No one will stop me. I mean, people will try.
Have a little dance.
No one will stop. Yeah, we'll do a little dance, and yeah. then that's about it, because we'll be staying with my parents.
Yeah.
All right, so top 10 things to do on a date.
That's cheap.
That's cheap. Now, first of all, I'd like to preface this that with this list. With these are, I came up with these things because I thought they were fun things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was fun thinking about them. Mm-hmm. But we don't do a lot of these.
No.
Because, you know, and here's why. Because we're easy. And because we have more than $10 usually to spend on a date.
Because we budget. We budget,
we budget date night.
Yeah, so that's every week. It gets budgeted in.
That's right. And yeah. So, yeah, we make sacrifices. And
4 times a month.
Yes. And but there are times when we don't have any money or we don't need to be spending the money to go on
right, a consumption. The money needs to go for other things. Right. Yes.
Now, I usually, now, I know this may shock you, and I don't know, it just kind of depends, but I'll tell you, I usually budget $50 for date night.
Yep.
And that's a lot, but that's how important it is to me. And it wasn't always $50.
No.
Sometimes it was $5. Sometimes it was 50.
And sometimes we can do more and then we just do something free or cheap on another night.
And we do, so free date nights.
You can mix it up.
Exactly. But we are very easy, and we usually do the exact same thing on date night almost all the time. We have a favorite restaurant in Winsboro, Texas, which is quiet and romantic, and where we know the owners, but they don't bug us. It's not like we're going there to see them.
Right.
They leave us to our conversation. It's a intimate little place.
And you can stay there for a long time.
And you can see, there's no rush. There's
and the
no
wine
hurry.
Is free.
Wine is, you get 2 glasses for free.
Well, actually.
They give us as much as we want. We limit ourselves to 2 glasses of wine, usually. And it's just a wonderful experience. And the drive there is beautiful. It's mm-hmm. the prettiest part of this country is between here and that restaurant, which is about 20 minutes down the road. And so, especially in the summer when it's still daylight mm-hmm. At that time of night, it's just a wonderful drive. And sometimes we'll wander around in the country out there. Now, so... With that said, we'll go through this list.
Okay.
Because some of these we've done, and some of these I kind of thought of, because I think they'd be neat to do.
Okay.
Okay.
And we said that we'd make a nice list, because that was what was asked of us.
Exactly.
A nice, inexpensive list.
Yes, all of my ideas are under $10, I think, for the most part.
Okay.
Okay. Now... watching the easy one. I mean, this is an easy one. This doesn't take a lot of credit. I did more than 10 because this was not very creative. But watching a really good romantic movie together, and I mean one that you both want to see. There are couple movies, and then there are chick flicks. I'm not talking about a chick flick.
No.
I'm not talking about the one where the man's an idiot or the whatever. All right, okay?
You're not going to have to watch The English Patient.
No. I do have 2 movies that I recommend. And for date night, if you haven't seen them, they're a wonderful experience for a couple. One of them is, and I really think a good rom- and a lot of times you can go with old movies. Like there's a lot of older movies that have a strong male role and a strong female role. And you can
really anything with Humphrey Bogart, pretty good.
Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, anything like that.
Yeah, Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, anything with Grace Kelly. Okay, so, but my two recent ones that you've probably heard us talk about before are Under the Tuscan Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a little nudity in there, but it's not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's there is a sex scene, I think. So, I mean, it's a little risque, but for date night, it's appropriate,
mm-hmm.
and it's not overly sexed up. Or
no,
anything.
No, it's not an '80s movie.
No. And the other one, which is even to me even better, is Bella.
Bella is very good.
Now, the reason why these movies are so good, there's just a multitude of different things that make them good. But one of them is just the lighting, just the experience of the movie.
Under the Tuscan Sun is beautiful because it's in Italy, and it's just, I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, the
cinematography in itself.
And Bella was very good, too. Yes. The scenes in that movie really stick with you. Mm-hmm. It's not the same kind of lighting. It's not that same kind. But it is the scenes in the house. Mm-hmm. And there's just things about that movie that are very earthy and just suck you in. And you'll think about days later.
Yeah. And that's good because it'll make you talk.
Yeah.
It's the kind of movie that gets you talking.
Now, okay, so easy one out of the way.
Yeah. Rent a movie. Popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, but make it special. You know, I mean, when we're talking about date night, we're not talking about sitting around in Bar Harbor, right? It's okay to be comfortable for movie night, but, I mean, you know, let's be a little less comfortable.
Yeah,
you know,
it's date night.
Let's dress a little cool and get a blanket, okay? If you know what I mean. And make sure your teeth are brushed and your hair is combed, you know, and you're shaved and all that.
Light some candles.
Light some candles. Put on the movie. Have some popcorn. You know, make it special. Okay. You can even now you can get a good cheap bottle of wine for you know the movie's not gonna
under
cost
ten
you,
bucks.
The movie's not gonna cost you $2 to rent or $3 to rent. You can get a good cheap bottle of wine, just like Boone's Farm. I mean, something that you both like. You know, a wine cooler. Okay, whatever.
Seriously, you're point, going with Boone's Farm.
I'm saying you can get a good bottle of wine for $8, right?
You're killing me.
You can get a decent bottle of wine, not Boone's Farm, but you can get a decent bottle of wine for $8, right?
What am I, 17?
Whatever you like is the point, but not something you have on a nightly basis or anything like that.
Oh, that's too funny.
I know.
I'm not with Reese. That reminds me of Reese.
Well, there you go. I didn't say Mad Dog 2020, did I? No.
No, but wine coolers remind me of Reese. Sorry. Okay.
You know, okay. So I'm just saying. All right.
Yes.
And so you can do all of that for $10.
All right. Moving along.
All right. Next one. A little more creative, a little more geeky, but surprisingly romantic. And that is geocaching. Now, geocaching is free. I mean, as long as you already have a GPS unit or an iPhone. If you have an iPhone, you can do it. You can get a geocaching app for 99 cents, and you can go do some geocaching. And what that is basically kind of like treasure hunting. But if you're doing it on a Friday night, it's a date. I mean, it's a fun little adventure that you can have together, and you can throw in a Sonic meal or, you know, a drive-in kind of meal, and you have a full.
The thing about drive-ins that I found is that because they're so nostalgic and they bring back, they make us feel, it's just romantic, especially if you're, you know, with your significant other and you roll down the windows and you take the time to let them put your arm around you and sit close. And I mean, there's nothing, there's just something about having a root beer float with,
right.
I mean, it's very romantic.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't,
that's why we like Sonic so much because we're by ourselves. It's quiet and it's romantic.
Right. So there you go. So geocaching, and you can add in a Sonic or a drive. Pick your favorite drive-in.
Right.
A&W, whatever you want. Whatever you have.
Everybody has local stuff.
Right. All right. So, but I'm going to say you can get away with cheap food and you can go and do pick a park.
Something fun to go do.
You know, pick a park that's well lit and do some geocaching at night, you know, and enjoy yourself. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
All right. the All About Us book. Now, me and Faith did a lot of these date nights. Mm-hmm. When we first got together and didn't have a lot of money, we were trying to save our money to buy a house. We did a lot of these. Now, an All About Us book, you can buy them at the bookstore. I think it was like $10.
I think we got it at, was it Brickstone or did we, somewhere like that?
No, it was
the science store. It was some weird random place.
But they have them at like Barnes &
Noble. You can get them at the bookstore, yeah.
And it's called All About Us or All About Me. Mm-hmm. We actually had both of them. There was one All About Me and there's All About Us. It doesn't really matter which one you get because
you both answer the questions.
And again, this is sort of a wine kind of lay at home, lay around in bed, mm-hmm. and or you can drive out and do this. You kind of have to be creative. Go to your favorite spot and get this book out. And it's just full of questions. And it's good for more than one date.
I mean,
this is a
thing. And talk about the conversation it starts.
Yes, and it asks you questions you would never think to ask Mm-mm. yourselves. And now if I like to put a little twist on this, I'm going to call it I Didn't Know That 12-Second Kiss, okay? And you play this game, you read this book. We did it, but we did before we really came up with the 12-Second Kiss, we mm-hmm. still did this. And that was we would go through this and we would start answering these questions. And when something surprised us about the other person, we would say, I didn't know that, and we would kiss. And it just adds an element of romance to the evening.
It's because we're sappy and gooey. And
especially if you've been married for a long time, this can really be fun because mm-hmm. you start to find out, you know, I know I thought I knew everything about you.
And I guess – and a lot of times you forget things. I mean, you mm-hmm. that you it's just stuff you don't think about. You go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Now, here's the thing about – let me give you a warning about It's All About Us books, okay? It's okay to lie in the All About Us books. The point of this event is to be romantic with each other. So if the answer to one of the questions is not a romantic answer that you know your partner doesn't want to hear, you might want to soften it a little bit
yeah.
around the edges, okay? Because some of the questions – he didn't need to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because, I mean, there are some, like, in the All About Me, there's questions that, you know, we just were
just
like,
skip.
We skip
just
it. Yeah. I'm not, we're not.
We don't, that's not going to help.
That doesn't
that's not
help
add to
anything.
The romance of the evening. So.
It helps nothing.
All right. Now, this is one we've done, mm-hmm. and it's fun. And we've done it probably 3 or 4 times, and it's very memorable. The Living Room Campout.
We've done it more than that.
Well, yeah. Okay, the Living Room Campout is, again, kids are not can't be in the house. This is a Living Room Campout. You take all of the blankets you have in the house and you put them in the living room.
In front of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm, in front of the fireplace or TV. And you make a big giant pallet. Bring all your pillows in there too, okay? And light candles. And there are no clothes allowed. And you get under the covers and you talk, you watch the fire, you watch the movie, and you spend the night right there in the living room. And it just adds an element that is, I don't know, different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little adventure. Okay. Bath night. You can turn a bath into a 2-hour fun time.
Seriously, we're going to get into this.
For under $10.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I mean a romantic evening. You can light candles. It's a sensual experience. Mm-hmm. It's you light candles. You have some. You can make. By the way, you can make your own bubble out of just any kind of good shower gel you got laying around. Okay, especially that cheap stuff you don't really want to use. It has a lot of fragrance to it. Put that in there. You know, it'll make good bubbles. And light candles. Turn the lights off in the bathroom. Light candles, and just have a spa experience.
Sade is good.
Just put Sade on in the distance, you know, not too loud, and just sit in there and just chill. It's, you know, and then you got to keep the water hot. You gotta keep. It costs a little money because you're going to keep adding hot water to the bath. But, you know, you could stretch that out to over an hour, mm-hmm. just laying in there. All right. Helps if you have a really good tub, but
in our old house we had this really
great
cast iron farm tub.
But we did
those big deep clawfoot tubs.
We've done it in other tubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I mentioned candles and I think I got all the things there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think people can figure that out.
Figure the rest of that out. Okay. this one's cool. This one's sort of a longer thing that you can do that I know Carrie's done. We've done this, but not really for a date night experience. Mm-hmm. But I know my brother has done this for date night, and it works really well. And that is art project. Mm-hmm. That you work together to create something you're going to hang on the wall. It can – you got to be a little creative. You can go on the internet and do some research. But now if you're going to go buy canvases, it's going to get expensive. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is you can find a painting or picture, just a print, mm-hmm. At a garage sale. Mm-hmm. And you can use that and just because you like the frame and the mat, take it apart. You know, take the frame and the mat apart and just take the print out and then create, you know, you can and go to Walmart and spend less than $10 on buying, you know, four or five paint colors that match your living room. Mm-hmm. And now what he did was he took a picture. This is very cool. He took pictures from their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to recreate those pictures mm-hmm. as best they could, mm-hmm. you know, just and some of them, especially like they tried to pick pictures that weren't just them standing in front of something, mm-hmm. but, you know, like the picture of a statue or a picture of a house, scenery. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
yeah, now we have done that in that we both love to think out of the box in decorating and mm-hmm. we like to come up with new and fun ideas. And so it's funny. Not too long ago on a Saturday, we ended up doing some projects together, and mm-hmm. and there's just something about working together mm-hmm. as a team and being creative mm-hmm. that is really a really really bonding experience.
Yes,
and at the end of the day, you're like, man, I love you.
I love you. I don't like that.
I love you.
And it's not going to hang on our wall.
I know, but there's just something about you did this thing together. Right. There's just, I mean, it's like we're doing a project. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like any project.
Right.
Because I am a service-oriented person, when Brad does something with me, if he goes and digs up shrubs with me, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, you're the best.
I don't like digging up shrubs.
It's romantic.
So
but it's the same feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Next. You're right there?
No.
Okay. Next. Local theater. If you have a college nearby, mm-hmm. you can get into a production mm-hmm. of something they're putting on for sometimes free.
Yeah. If you just pay attention.
Yeah, especially if it's not on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll have a free night during the week.
Especially in the summer. They do those outdoor deals in the summer.
Also mm-hmm. look for productions in the park. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing you can do if you're into this at all, okay, is get together and join your local theater group. You might just help backstage. You know, just, you know, you go there one night a week and you build props or you paint props or you sweep the floor. I mean, if you go volunteer, you don't even have to act if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. You can go and they always need an extra hand to help do something. And when you're involved in the theater, it's just like doing an art project. When you're involved together in something creative like that, even if you're just sweeping floors, it feels mm-hmm. good and it's free. Mm-hmm. And usually they'll provide drinks and snacks.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
All right. Now this one we've done. This one we've done, especially back when we were saving money. But we've done it even since then. And that is shopping without buying.
and you have to know you're doing that before you leave.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's just irritating.
Right. You do this intentionally.
You have to know ahead of time.
And what you're going to do is you're going to go out and you're going to pick out a special present. You're both going to pick out a special present. You're going to set a budget. You're going to say, you know, $100. We're going to go both find something for $100 that we really want and that we want the other person to give to us, you know, and then you take your camera phones with you. Now, you go around and you take pictures of things that you want and that you might want, you kind of want, this outfit, this jacket, this pipe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can be so silly. You don't have this, I don't even smoke, but this is a cool pipe. And you just take, you know, just take these and it doesn't think and forget what you need. And forget even what you would use. Mm-hmm. Just find cool stuff. So, you know, it's like a pipe. You know, I don't smoke. I'm going to never smoke. But this is a cool pipe. I'm going to take a picture of it. And then at the end of the day, you go through your pictures and you pick out one thing that, you know, that would be really cool if you got me that. And it's for a fun day. And you can eat cheap mall food like, you know, get a pretzel and share it and that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure that both of you understand that's what you're doing before you leave the house.
Yeah, very important.
where it would be
frustrating. It's good to do like in the fall before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Get Christmas. Ideas.
So, you know, or you can just go and do it any time of the year and say, oh, this is my next, for my next birthday, this would be cool. And by the time your birthday rolls around, you'll forget.
Yeah.
All right. The last half of a football game. Going to a football game and sitting under a blanket and watching the team, it just takes you back. Yeah. Especially if you don't have kids, you know, that are playing football. Okay, this is for people who don't have kids playing football.
Yeah, it's not stressful then.
You can always get into the this is a little known little secret here of a small town in Texas, but you can always get into a football game at halftime or right after halftime for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they only charge for the first 15
if
minutes.
If you stay the whole time.
Right. So you can always get in for free after halftime or right at halftime. Sometimes a little before. So there you go. That's a wonderful experience. Take some hot chocolate with you. Watch the game. Okay. Another one. Wine tastings. Mm-hmm. If you've got a winery anywhere near you and you can, you know, and you can.
Especially in California. Californians.
The days of the internet. So you can always find out. They'll usually have wine tastings, and they'll usually have them.
Well, they always have them free.
If you have more than one winery around you, they're going to have a lot of them.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to.
And they're always free.
And they're almost always free. Yeah, almost always. Very cheap if they're not.
And you get the tour and everything, which is cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of a neat experience, yes. All right, now this one's kind of fun. This is Scrabble relational words. Now, here's the way you do this. I've invented this one myself. You take the Scrabble board and your Scrabble and all your pieces, and you turn them upside down. You don't draw seven, okay? You just turn them all over in the thing so you can see them all, and you take turns. And you play regular. You don't keep score, but you just play your word, and each of you takes turns, and you play words from your relationship. Like me and Faith might put Sonic, or we might put Church Parking Lot. You know, so we just do those different things.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And you can have fun doing that. And that's a romantic evening.
We do, however, also, play Scrabble on our iPhones.
We do play Scrabble.
We have an app, and we do play back and forth on the iPhone.
That's true. All right. Okay. Coffeehousebookclubmeetup.com. This is all one thing. If you like reading at all, okay, just if you can read. This is a great idea. And that is, you both pick a book, the same book, okay? But don't – like my brother, like they read together. They'll read out loud to each other. But this is not what I'm talking about. I'm just sort of – you take a book, you read a chapter, and then you pick a night that you're going to talk about it, and you go to the book club. You create your own book club. Now, you can involve other people. That's why I include meetup.com. You can always get involved in somebody else's book club, or you can start your own. And you can go to meetup.com and set that up, and people will show up at your local coffee house to do that. And you can sit there and drink coffee all night long as long as you're not a heavy coffee drinker, but for under $10, okay? Because you're going to be doing more talking than drinking. But even if it's just you and your wife, this is sort of my point. Even if it's just you two, you go out and you go to the book. You go to the coffee house and you are your own book club. And you talk about the chapter you read that week and what do you think the characters are doing and what do you think, you know, different aspects of the chapter that – and so you're reading the book with these thoughts in mind. You know, you're reading the book with the purpose of –
like you would in a book club, yeah.
Yeah, that, oh, this is a good talking point. Oh, this is a good talking point. And then you come together and you talk.
And because you know each other well, the discussion is better
right. Because
it's more open.
And you want to pick a book that's heavy on, obviously, it's heavy on relationship because you ultimately want to bring this back to how you feel about each other and those kinds of things.
Back in our dating days, we read lots of books together out loud.
Bridges of Madison County.
But
we read that one separately.
We did, but we talked about it a lot.
We talked about it.
And the notebook.
Talk about it.
Which now I think it's so funny. I just, the notebook, which is still... one of my favorite books, but more not so much because it was such a fantastic book.
Just because of the experience.
Because of the experience and because of the memories I have with it. Mm-hmm. The memory, and I have a panoramic picture of the sunset that's in our bedroom from that night that we read that, you know, from that day and that we laid in a blanket at where we got married. this was before then, but at Quitman, and we read the book, and it was romantic, and there's just nothing like putting your head on your partner's lap and reading a book together outside in the beautiful weather.
Especially a love story.
And so that has great meaning. That's a lot of poetry came out of that one.
Yeah, like Bridges of Madison County is a good one. I mean, even if you don't agree with the story, it sparks conversation. Yeah, it's still a love story.
It sparks conversation.
And so anyway. Yeah. But there you go. Another a good one, if you want to stay away from any type of controversy, right, is something like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good book that has feelings, emotions in it without it being any type of sexual, you know, somebody cheating on each other or something.
Right, right.
Because all those books got death or cheating.
Right, right. Somebody's
just to make them interesting. But you can read To Kill a Mockingbird. What was the other one? Great Gatsby. Things like that. So, all right.
Is that your list?
I have one more.
Okay.
Do you have any you want to add?
I would add Making Supper Together. Getting to picking something fun and romantic. There's something about Italian meals. I don't know. For me, when I think of date night, I always, you know, think of that. Or, you know, making making a really good steak for date night. I mean, the money you spend at a steakhouse, you can make a really, I mean, I made steak the other night. Yes. That was fantastic. And
yes, you did.
You know, it was half the, or, you know,
let me tell you the secret to making it
way less.
Now, let me tell you the secret to making a decent steak. Now, this is not, I mean, everybody's got their favorite steaks, but if you don't know anything about steak, very quickly, okay, you take a steak and you put it in a pan. It's very simple. You take a good steak. Just go get a good steak. Get a ribeye. Okay? Put it in a pan. Sear it on one side for about, just, you know, let it sizzle on one side for just a minute, like 30 seconds. Flip it over. Let it sizzle on the other side for just a few seconds. Let it sear on both sides. Take it out of that pan. Turn the stove off. Have your oven preheated to
broil. You have to broil.
Yeah, to have your oven preheated to broil, and stick it in there until it's done.
I always rub it with seasoning before, but
you don't have to. If you got a good steak, it'll still taste good.
And it's tender and it's fantastic. And
it's almost impossible to ruin.
The trick to it is searing it first.
Sear it first, sear it in the juices, and it'll come out great.
That's not why we're here.
Don't overcook it.
But making supper together is always good and romantic and fun. Doing activities together other than like going bike riding or playing tennis, which doesn't work for Brad and I, but for other people, it can be, it's fun.
I don't know.
I think that, and those are fun, romantic things you can do together. Going for a walk. I love just a stroll. I'm not talking about a walk. I mean, whenever I say walk, Brad's like, I'm not going for a walk with you.
Because Nazi walk.
I'm going like on a power walk. But I mean, just a stroll.
Yeah.
Where you hold hands and you just talk. Because I love that with Brad, because I have his undivided attention. There's nothing getting in the way other than nature.
Now, all of these things are basically on, well, I got one more I want to give you, but remember the principle for any good date night is that you want to focus on each other. You want to give each other your undivided attention. And you don't want to be talking about other things in your lives. You don't want to be talking about work or your kids
or money
or your mom or how much money you don't have. The secret to a great date night is to focus on each other. Give each other undivided attention. Me and Faith really don't even like to watch movies that much on date night. That's the end of date night. We end up getting in front of the television. But focus on each other. Talk about each other. Okay. And put off, you know, venting or talking about what's going on in your life to some other time. Focus on each other and focus on each other's, on the relationship itself.
It's truly amazing. I think, you know, I look at your parents and they don't go out. They don't really go out much at all.
Sometimes they do.
But they are very good at taking time together.
They stay home
and they take time. I mean, they play cards together, just the two of them.
They play games.
They play games. I mean, they play card games and board games, just the two of them. And there's something about playing cards or board games with people where it gets the conversation going.
Right.
And they have a closeness with mm-hmm. each other that I think really comes from that time that they that time that they spent together. Oh, I think definitely. That's really it's really good.
And definitely. Me and Faith podcast. That's what we do.
And hey.
That's not day night. That's just how we stay connected, really. And but
it's a good way.
Mm-hmm. So remember those principles of date night. You're trying to create – all of this is just trying to create an experience either that you can think back upon that or that draws you closer together. And that's all going to be accomplished is if you can turn the phones off, no texting, no phoning, you know, and the more you can focus on each other, the better. Now, my final one goes back to my intro song. Creeps on the stage. And that is get a blanket and some bug spray.
Don't be afraid of off.
Take your $10 and spend it on bug spray. Don't be afraid of DEET. Okay, DEET is your friend. DEET is your friend. Take your blanket, go up on the roof, or if you live in any kind of town, really, you need to get in the car and drive out into the country and find a nice hill away from the lights. Put your blanket down, lay down, and stare at the stars. It's impossible to be not romantic staring at the stars on a blanket in the country.
It is. Impossible. I mean, unless you're getting bit by a snake or something. Don't put your blanket in a pile of ants. Done that before.
Put enough DEET on, and even the snakes won't bother you.
A pile of ants.
And don't go with that skintastic stuff. And if you're not living in Texas, because that stuff will just, they'll laugh at you. Hear the mosquitoes laughing at you. Skintastic?
It's back again with a new routine.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. All of the date nights must include a couple of 3 12-second kisses. And be sure you end date night with a kiss. Okay, both of you. But be sure you end date night with a good kiss, even if that's all it is. Okay, that's fine. Because it's physical, it's intimate, and it's 12 seconds of just enjoying each other's essence.
Get out of blanket, turn on your lover tonight. Climb on a rooftop or drive out someplace where love can be seen clear from space. Forget all those dishes and the bills to be paid. Why sit and fret when there's love to be made? Climb.